This is Life Before Death, written by Rua, read by Mistborn Hero, a Stormlight Archive podfic featuring the relationship Seth-Relaine, tagged for post-canon, canon divergent, support, introspection, Seth starting to realize how lonely he is, Relaine giving good advice, referenced slavery, Seth's unique brand of interpersonal interaction. Part 4 of Second Chances. Summary. Seth is somewhere he can think alone. Relaine finds him and encourages him to think of things differently. Author notes. This series is devoted to exploring the queer platonic relationship dynamic between Seth and Rushu. This particular fic doesn't address that at all, but it is in the same universe. Seth's son Honor watched from above as the inhabitants of Urethru went about their daily lives. He sat on one of the unoccupied balconies that overlooked the atrium, grateful for the bright sunlight that poured in through the enormous east-facing window. He had found himself coming here to think of late, observing the ebb and flow of people below, but never joining them. A piece of him wished he could be among them, but he knew he would have no place. He remained separate, an outsider. Seth heard a rhythmic humming from behind, and glanced over his shoulder to see the singer man, Relaine, approaching. Relaine joined Seth at the balcony's edge, sitting a short distance to his right. I thought I would find you here. Seth nodded, watching as some men in Colleen Blue intervened in what appeared to be some sort of dispute. Seth was far enough away that the words spoken by those below blended together and became indistinguishable. Their voices reached him as a near constant rushing sound that was occasionally punctuated by shouts or bursts of laughter. "Do you ever join them?" Relaine asked, the rhythm accompanying his words slow and heavy. "No," Seth said softly. "Why?" "I would not be welcome." "Have you ever gone down there to see what would happen?" Seth silently shook his head. "Then, how do you know you wouldn't be welcome?" "It is my nature," Seth said. "I am not trusted by those in the tower." "You aren't in prison anymore," Relaine pointed out. "And there are people who do welcome you." Seth bowed his head. That was true. Relaine was one of those few. Relaine hummed a thoughtful rhythm for a few moments, then said, "You need to learn to live for yourself." "I am learning," Seth said. "I am becoming my own man." "But you aren't your own person yet, are you?" "I do not know," Seth admitted quietly. Relaine hummed a low series of notes. "I think you're still living like a slave." Seth tensed and sharply looked at him. "What do you mean?" The tempo of Relaine's rhythm increased. "I mean that you haven't taken your life back for yourself yet. You're still living for others, even if you aren't consciously aware of it." "I don't know how to claim life for myself," Seth said. He had been trying, but it was difficult. "I think of it in terms of the different forms," Relaine said, his rhythm slowing again. The cadence calm and smooth. "Humans are in every form at once. You don't have to be stuck in slave form. You can decide to be in work form, nimble form, or scholar form. You don't even have to pick just one. You can change. Would that it were so easy. Would that Zed could simply take his brain into a high storm and emerge as something different. How do I change? Seth asked. Start by trying something new, Relaine said, standing. It doesn't have to be a big step at first. Maybe you could try actually joining the people down there. He nodded towards the floor of the atrium. Watching their lives isn't a substitute for living yours. Your words are wise, Seth said. I hope you take time to think about them. Relaine gave him the cross-armed salute favored by the Windrunners. Life before death, Seth. Seth nodded in return. Life before death, he whispered. Relaine walked away, leaving Seth alone with his thoughts once more. A large group flooded into the atrium, pulling carts laden with supplies. Those would have just arrived through one of the oath gates. The people moving about below immediately converged on the carts, quickly and efficiently beginning to unload them. Life before death, Seth thought. He remembered Relaine's words. You can change. Seth breathed slowly in and out. Perhaps he could. The end. Reader's notes. So I actually just recorded part 2 and realized that I had enough time for a tiny thing, and also that part 4 of this series was only 600 words, and so I could record that and not like spend more time choosing what to record and lose the recording time that I had. So anyway, this means that now I have 3/4 of the currently posted series recorded. So, and we'll soon have it posted, because Boys Teams is like a very quick turnaround for everything you make. So I hope you will enjoy listening to both. And thank you for listening, and please remember to drink some water today.